This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. All right, moving on. We are probably less than a week away from the tariff tit-for-tat really getting going. President Trump's import duties on steel and aluminum take effect on Friday. The Europeans have already drawn up their list of retaliatory items. There is serious talk at the White House of extra tariffs on Chinese products and counter threats to take the United States to court, in a manner of speaking. The World Trade Organization is what we're talking about here. It handles commercial disputes between and among its 164 member nations. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson explains how the WTO is supposed to work.
Joining the WTO is optional for countries. But once you're in, you got to follow its rules on trade. And if you think a trading partner is breaking those rules, you agree to hash it out at the WTO. A panel of three judges hears your case, issues a ruling. There's also an appeals process. Chad Bowen with the Peterson Institute says the U.S. has been involved in about 40% of all WTO disputes.
And it's primarily because the U.S. is just such a large trading economy. It has so much international trade with lots and lots of countries around the world that there's lots of things to potentially fight about.
Even so, this is a system that's worked pretty well for the U.S., says Petros Mavroidis. He teaches WTO law at Columbia University and recently looked at all disputes in the history of the WTO.
And the U.S. has the highest winning percentage. The U.S. is the number one winning complaining party in the WTO.
When cases are brought against the U.S., we lose about the same amount as everybody else. That record might sound pretty good, like a system the U.S. could get behind. In fact, it's a system the U.S. helped build. Gregory Schaefer with the University of California Irvine School of Law.
There's another view on that, which is the U.S. has lost some politically sensitive cases against China, which has upset those affected by those losses.
Also politically sensitive, President Trump's new tariffs on steel and aluminum, which are likely to be challenged at the WTO. How that case is decided and how the president reacts could have big implications for the global trading system. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.